What would you call a kind of entertainment that, that young people sometimes like to go to? There'd be a, maybe a band there, and they get out on the floor and move around. What would you call that? So they went to a what?
Well, there's occasions of that type where we say we went to a shindig. And I think in different places they have a different name for it. But the monologue down there would probably call it a shindig.
That'd be the same thing as a dance?
Yeah, yeah. You're dancing and having a good time, talking, joking, laughing. Dancing, singing. Yeah, well, had a big chindig down there last night, rock there, whatever it happened to be.
Say, you know, we talked about school and all earlier. If you wanted to check out a book, what would you call a place where they keep books in?
Library.
And what about a place maybe in town, an open place in town where they have green grass and trees and that kind of thing? You'd have a boy. What if it was a big place, you know, they had the courthouse there and all that, man? What would you call it then?
I tell you what we'd call the one that you was, the square. As many years when I was a kid, we used to have carnivals down back of the courthouse. So it was a big place in there. Many a time we went to the carnival.
Well, riding
buses and things like that. If you want a bus, you might go to the next corner is where I want to pull. Next corner.
You let me off at the next corner.
Say a political candidate, you know, who wants the judges to get tougher on the crooks, who wants the police to crack down on them. He says he's for what? He's for law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
We talked earlier about sermons and so forth. What about, you know, in church you might say that the organist and the choir, they provide a good what?
Good singing, good music. That's one thing I love to go to church for when they got good singing. And down there they got one young fellow. I didn't want to build it when I heard him because you hear him talk. Have you ever heard Jim Nabis? Now if you didn't see him, you never think it was the same man as, what that was the name of the
Gomer
Pyle. You never think it was the same man. Talking and singing. Well, this man reminds me of it. He's a young man under his grandparents. And anytime he's singing, now they tell me, my sister's funeral, he was, they didn't see him there for there, sang the Lord's Prayer. Well, when I was told that, I said to myself, I'm glad I didn't go, because I know what it was. It was a temple. But I was 6 hours listening to it. And the sister used to go, down there, went to the other way. Well, that's one of the things that she liked. To me, it's wonderful. I love it.
What was it that used to, maybe sometimes parents would say, people would tell children if they didn't behave, who was going to get them? If you don't behave, what's going to get you? Used to, some people would tell children if you don't behave, who's going to get you? What's going to get you?
Well, you know, one expression, I was talking about that just recently. My mother and I was on that. Say you wait, your daddy comes home. And I was expression, I would say as far as I know, the main expression was, you wait, your daddy comes home.
Didn't mind.
Those are all mothers of that way. The mother just asked.